Good evening to you, and welcome.
I did not think you wanted to speak to me.
We just weren't quite sure if there was somebody there. But anyway, I'm glad we've established that you're here. Anyway, welcome to you.
Thank you. I'm very pleased to be here.
Good. Is this your first time to come back to the...
Here? Yes.
Yes, but not through other mediums, though.
No.
No.
I try to help the children. Because I suffered a lot when I was a child. And it upsets me rather a lot.
I'm sure it does.
And I just wish grown-ups would not argue in front of children. Yes, it's very hurtful. In fact, I don't know why my mother and father got together at all. They were so different. Yes. So anyway, I understand fully now why they were the way they were. It was like a power struggle.
Oh dear.
And being an only child, I was in the middle.
Yes.
And do you know why?
Why you were in the middle?
Why they argued?
No.
Over you?
Over my name.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. My mother was quite religious, and my papa was not. And it caused many, many arguments because my mother had me named and my father could do nothing about it.
So what did they call you?
My mother called me Ruth, but since I've come here, I am known by another name, and that is Francis.
Francis. Oh. And which was the name that you chose to come
Francis.
Back with? It was Francis.
Yes.
So really you should have been called Francis.
My father was so cross with my mother for naming me. Because he was not a religious man.
Would he have called you Francis, do you think?
He wanted to call me Maggie. And I used to listen to them quarrel all the time.
Oh dear.
And I used to run out into the woods. Yes. So you see, I like to help small children who don't have a voice.
We have a teacher that comes through, and he told us that you choose your parents not for who they are, but for the opportunities they give you. And maybe that's what you needed, and now you can help because you now understand.
Yes, I understand a lot now, and I forgave them both. A long, long time ago.
Did you meet up with them again when you passed over?
I did.
Yes.
But I am so busy now that I've moved on.
Yes.
But Papa could be so cruel sometimes.
Could he?
Yes. He didn't believe in anything.
No.
He didn't believe there was a God. He didn't believe in ladies having their say.
Oh dear.
He was quite a strong man.
I expect he's changed now he's got back home. Yes.
Yes.
Did they apologise to you when they met you again?
Yes. But of course, once I came to this side of life, I fully understood.
Yes.
I saw the bigger picture.
Yes.
And I know many of us come back and say to you people, all of you people, look for the wider picture.
Yes.
And it's very true.
Yes.
Because you cannot make a proper judgment unless you have the full picture.
Mm. Right.
No. Sometimes it's difficult to see the full picture, isn't it, when you you don't know what the full picture's about.
And if adults can see the full picture, how do you expect young people to?
No, that's right. That's right.
No. And do you know it causes many illnesses in children?
Yes.
When there is so much disagreement.
Yes.
So I do hope that no one here has suffered from that.
No, I was very lucky.
Well, I suppose there's no such thing as the perfect parents, but you will get you're bound to get difficult times through any childhood.
Yes, every parent, I think, what's the word you would use, squabble, but when it becomes a little malicious.
It is
not good to listen to. Children should not be subjected to the views of adults unless it is with understanding and love.
That's a very good thought. Yes.
I felt it was a worthwhile thing to do when I had to make a choice of what I wanted to do.
Yes, well, that's
so one. Did you say you're able to? You try to help children on this side, or
yes.
So how are you able to do that?
I help firstly by trying to keep them calm, to know that they are loved, because some parents don't know what damage they are doing. It is not always done deliberately. It is done without thought. But the damage done to young people, I'm sure you all know, you have seen some of the consequences of when a child grows into near adulthood and is very, very upset.
It can stay with them for many years.
Forever.
I can imagine it could also affect their parenting skills in the future as well.
Yes,
as it gets passed
of course. That is a very good point to make. Yes. And it was only when I heard you speak about children and happiness that is encouraging me to come to you and just to tell you how I feel.
We had last week somebody that came through. Her name was Marianne, and she wants to do the same thing. She wants to help children.
Children need a lot of help from our world.
I just wondered if you knew of her.
No. I could possibly meet if we had like minds, but I cannot say I know her. Yes, she is probably very busy helping.
I think she was coming because she wanted to learn how to do it. She was going to get a little group together.
Do you work as a group or just as an individual?
There is always a group of us, but we do work individually with individual children. We find sometimes, not always, but we find that one-to-one with a child is much more useful.
Do you feel that they are aware of you as such, or is it slightly more subtle?
Many are aware of us. Yes, especially the younger children. Yes, they become afraid and need to be loved and guided. And of course it is very subtle, because not everyone in your world is able to see us in the same way as this evening. You were not aware that I was here.
But also the younger children, they're still closer to spirit, aren't they? So
they would
be able to be more aware of you.
It is easier sometimes with younger children. Yes. but there is so much help needed in your world. I just felt for me it was the correct pathway to take, at least for a while.
No, that's a very commendable thing to do.
All over a name. It seems so silly now, but at the time it was a how would you say, a big deal.
No, that's right. The thing sometimes with parents too, me included really, it's not until you become a grandparent that you, well, as you get older, as your children get older, you begin to see, well, maybe you could have done some things a little bit more, a little differently. And then when you see your children bringing up their children, you think, well, actually, they could do it perhaps a little bit differently. But, you know, it's easy, it's a learning curve for everybody, isn't it, really?
Yes, of course. Everyone has their own ideas. And all I can say to parents is to make sure the child knows it is always loved, no matter what the situation is in the lives. Always to keep that in mind. I had nowhere to turn, I remember. I don't remember it all, but I remember parts when I was so unhappy. My grandparents were not around because we had moved countries. And I felt at that time very isolated.
Were you aware when you were a very young child of loving beings around you then?
At the beginning I did, and then for some reason they seemed to step back. But I now understand why they did that. It was to allow me to make choices on this earth. Because if I had been too buffeted by them, I would never have made that move forward.
Yes, to become what you are now.
To become what I was meant to be.
Yes.
What did you do when you got older?
I grew a little in spirit. I still had teaching for, I suppose you would say, years, but of course time is different where I come from. And then I had to make a decision of which pathway I wanted to take, whether to return and be a child again, or whether to carry on in spirit. And that was the opportunity I was given.
This is what happened, so,
But the choice was mine.
So at some stage, could you come back to this planet Earth?
Yes, that is always a possibility. It depends what you wish to do.
Do you know how many times you'd already been back to this Earth planet before you?
No, I never asked how many times.
No.
I was aware that I had been in spirit before, but I could not give you a number.
No.
I did not ask that question or see that question being asked.
No.
Yes. But I just want to say thank you. And I hope I have not disturbed your evening too much.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. You've made our evening without doing anything until you came. So,
But every time I hear children mentioned, I'm immediately there. I take every opportunity I can just to step forward and tell my little story.
Always nice to know that people like you are out there doing that kind of work.
Yes, there's so many talk about their own progress, and so many come to give groups like yourselves evidence. so many times children are forgotten.
Mm. Yes, they are the future.
They are indeed your future. Mm. All the more reason
to look after
to them. Surround them.
Yes.
Listen to them. Mm. Because, you know, children can teach you.
Yeah, very mm. much. Mm.
And especially as you grow older, they can teach you how mm. to have that youthful energy.
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
And yeah. I'm not speaking of physical energy as well.
Mm.
I am speaking of spiritual energy.
Mm. Yeah.
Because they're so much closer to spirit, yes. aren't they? Yes. They're more natural, and we lose that as adults a bit.
Yes, yeah. you do.
We try to look after our inner child a bit by trying to find laughter mm-hmm. and humour in our days, but children mm-hmm. just have it naturally, don't they? In abundance, usually.
Yes, mostly. There are exceptions, but mm. there is always a reason behind what happens with children.
Mm-hmm.
And now I am being called. I could stay here all evening.
And, very nice having you. Yes. Sorry we didn't realise you were here earlier.
Yeah, or come again, Francis, if you if you wish.
Thank you, and goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye,
Francis.